Hi, my name is Diane Jones, and 20 years ago, I was the president of the Vancouver Kingsway Liberals, and I've been in Vancouver Kingsway writing for, I don't know, 30 years, something like that. 20 years ago, my son and I were Liberal delegates to the Leadership Convention in Ottawa. We've been Liberals forever, and I take this very, very personally, very personally. And my heart goes out to the mother who told her children to go and vote. It means something. My heart goes out to the man whose 86-year-old mother decided to strategically vote, and as a Liberal, I thank you, as an Emerson, well. The theme that started tonight, or this afternoon, it started with the theme of respect. And I feel very much disrespected.
Yeah.
And we have all, you know, we took our time, didn't we? Who was it said he went to the, didn't we all? We went to the polling station, we went in there, we got our ballots, we voted, and we believed it meant something. My son, in every solitary election of his life, voted Liberal. You know, I'm glad my son died November 30th. And was spared this betrayal.
Hi, my name is Mike McGee. I'm one of the organizers for the website recalldavidemerson.com. And
Patrick,
I got up because I really wanted to hang out with the guy with the saxophone next to me. I want to hear the theme song for Hockey Night in Canada next time. So I just wanted to say a few things because the website has been overwhelming. There are literally tens of thousands of people that, from across Canada that are registering, that are making comments. There are now close to the combined petitions. There are close to 20,000 people who have signed petitions so far. Right across Canada. I think it's going to be very important that the momentum keeps up because Stephen Harper is depending on locking David Emerson up in a closet and for him to not speak to the media, for him to be not making any public comments, and they're going to want to hope that this just blows over. And I think it's really important that we continue to look for opportunities to keep this alive. It's an important public Canadian debate. RecallDavidEmerson.com is really a bipartisan effort to demonstrate the outrage that exists in Canada for this decision. There is a demonstration tomorrow in front of David Emerson's office at 2 p.m. I think it's, there's more information that is coming in about other events, and I think that please participate in all those. Please go to the website and register on there any events and organizing that may take place. And we're particularly interested in finding people who live in Vancouver Kingsway who voted for David Emerson and now want to look for any legal recourse that there may be. Please go to the website. There's a place to register on there or come and see me. And please keep up the pressure. It's going to be an important political event to ensure that this disgrace does not happen again. The website again, it's up here on the behind the screen, it's www.recalldavidemerson.com. David Emerson's office, if you go to the website, it's listed on the website. 2148 Kingsway, 2 p.m. tomorrow. I'm Mike McGee, and since David won't come here to the meeting, let's go and see him tomorrow.
Yeah! Hello, my name is Alicia Barzalo. I'm a resident of Vancouver Kingsway. I'm one of your visible minority neighbors, and this looks like a great opportunity to me to speak about who I am. I am someone who, for the last two decades, has traveled bringing her brother, cousins, nephews, nieces over for a visit. I am one of the tens of thousands of Canadians who get mistreated at Canada's embassies whenever their relatives want to come over for a visit. I'm also someone who's dark enough to be stopped at the border if Canada continues to follow the United States in its so-called anti-terrorist campaigns. I am very, very worried about Canada's policies. Medicare, getting out of the WTO, and all of that. Issues are what really entitle us. It's where we stand on the issues. And I just wanted to share this with you, and I hope that we can meet again and be all together and try to fight for what we really need in our community. As far as the David Emerson thing, I imagine that this campaign will end up changing the law that has actually made it possible for Emerson to cross the floor. I believe that there is no law against that right now, so I imagine that this is what this campaign will be achieving. Thank you.
My name is Alex Boyven, and I'm also a resident of the riding. And I can't say much more than what everyone else has reiterated here today. But I do have some concrete suggestion. Industry Canada has guidelines in regards to false and misleading advertising. And if there was ever a case of false and misleading advertising, it was Mr. David Emerson's advertising prior to this election. So I've written a letter to the president of the Liberal Riding Association outlining some ideas to him and suggesting that they file a complaint against him. Now, several people today have said that we need to keep this issue up front and continue to keep pressure on Mr. Emerson. And I would suggest that this is one way that we can do this, that we can put this forward and look into, if you want, on the website, it's Industry Canada. And put a complaint in on false and misleading advertising because he told everybody he was a Liberal, he advertised as a Liberal, he said he was going to be a Liberal, yet when he got time to be sworn in as a Liberal for this session of Parliament, he did not. He chose to be sworn in as a Conservative. And in my mind, that is definitely false and misleading advertising. So. It will require some different interpretation of the regulations as they are now, but I honestly believe that as Canadian citizens, your right to vote is your currency to elect a member of Parliament, and that right needs to be respected. And if we're going to have a party system that we can respect in this country, then we need to ensure that there are mechanisms in place that respect that right. Thank you.
I'm Daryl Zimmerman, and like any good starving artist, I use a media event to promote my art and... Okay, I've talked to people about what's going on. I actually live in Vancouver Kingsway, but I crossed the floor. And... I thought this mic was for the Kingsway. A few things we can do as citizens who are involved in this fiasco. The situation here has one reason only, it's called the Olympic Games. Okay, the Olympic Games started this week. David Emerson is now in charge of it. He's also in charge of Softwood. We'll talk about that later. The Olympic Games are a two-week McDonald's commercial and a Coca-Cola commercial. I'm asking everybody in the riding not to go to McDonald's. Do not drink any Coca-Cola products. For the next 4 years, anyway. We're going to send them a message, okay? We're going to send them a message where it hurts them, which is the bottom line, which is what it's all about. These are friends of Gordon Campbell. John Furlong is the president who was not even elected because he's Gordon Campbell's tennis coach or whatever. Jack Poole is an outstanding British Columbian, I guess, except for that $2 billion of condos that are still leaking. These two people were not elected to elected posts. This is a fiasco of Olympic proportions. So we're going to use these Olympic... Now, John Furlong's going back and saying we need 180-something million, thank you very much, and they can't even build Woodward's for that much. So, you know, let's get some perspective here, people. Here's what's going on. The U.S. owes us $5 billion that they stole from softwood lumber duties. I'm asking Lindy Davis to go with Jack Layton, make a motion or whatever they do in Parliament, to ask the Americans to refund the $5 billion or their athletes will not be invited to the 2010 Winter Olympics. Coca-Cola and McDonald's could be all over that saying, hey, George Bush, pay him. Okay, my time's up. All right, thanks, guys.
To comment that the people seeking donations to help pay for the rental today will be coming around, so if you could contribute, that would be appreciated. Thank you. Oh, yeah, and one more announcement. Because we got a late start, we're going to continue to take speakers until 3 o'clock and go till 3:15 with the summation. I hope that's okay for some. If you have to leave, we'll keep in touch through websites or whatever.
My name is Melanie Seidman. I'm a member of, not a member of anything, actually, I live in Vancouver Kingsway. And I just want to say that I am so impressed to see this many people come out for a democracy. I had almost given up on it. I thought there was too much apathy. It's good to see that we do give a shit. I think it's obvious, too, that this is an issue of democracy. And that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not have a member of parliament right now because he's not representing us. We did not vote for him to represent us as a conservative. Look at the numbers. So as far as I'm concerned, we should hold our own new election and elect somebody to be the new member of parliament for this riding because it certainly is not Emerson. And to Mr. Harper, who is probably the biggest hypocrite that I think I've ever seen in Canadian politics, he stood there and talked about integrity and ethics. He yelled against the Liberals. He was the god of integrity and ethics. And the first thing he does is he puts somebody in his cabinet who wasn't even voted for, and then he takes somebody who hasn't even sat in the House into his party, which he passed a bill against, which he was totally and utterly against, and stood up righteously and said how wrong it was, and then went and did it. To me, it's just unfathomable. And you know what the good news is? The country gets to see right now, within the first day of him being in power, who he really is. So, Mr., thank you for showing us your true colors.
I'm in Al. I'm a constituent of Kingsway, Vancouver Kingsway. First of all, I just want to reiterate, this is a point of process, the democratic process. We're talking about whether somebody can actually use your vote against you later on. And further than that, we should actually be able to recall people during their elected period as well. This shouldn't just stop right at the election or any special things. If somebody loses our confidence, if they're not representing the people should be able to speak out and stop that. Further to that, I'd like to say David Emerson is now saying his office is a nonpartisan office. If that's true, why didn't he run as an independent? Why isn't he independent now? You know, where is DavidEmerson.com for that matter? It's disappeared off the map, by the way. Finally, I just want to say on the softwood lumber issue, a lot of people have said David Emerson is the perfect guy to solve the softwood lumber dispute. Well, I was on a forum the other day on a website, and it basically was saying that David Emerson, as a past executive of Canfor, has a distinct conflict of interest there because he's still a shareholder of Canfor, and they're actually one of the six entities the U.S. government has brought to suit on this issue. How can he represent Canada in any kind of fair and unbiased way when he's totally conflicted on this issue? you know, give everything. David Emerson says the people are behind him. If that's true, why is he hiding? Come out, listen to us, do the right thing, step forward, have a by-election. Thank you.
I do agree with the mother in the black and red who so eloquently talked about the disillusionment of youth. I'm a mother and a tutor, and I face that all the time. So I took this one very hard, and but I'm here talking as a former resident of Vancouver Kingsway and as a volunteer frequently for candidates that I believe in. And I'm wondering if there's anyone here who actually spent volunteer hours working for David Emerson. I think that somebody in one of the headlines in the paper said that Emerson owes hundreds of thousands of dollars. I wonder how much he owes his volunteers who are tree liberals. I'd really like to hear from some of them if there's any here. I don't know whether there's time in the line. But I don't think the recall guy has to worry about this one going away anytime soon. I also agree with the mother in black and red who said she wants a by-election tomorrow. I think we've got to keep the pressure on until that by-election is called, and if it means blocking traffic in rush hour on Kingsway, then so be it.
Good afternoon, my name is Tyrone Poon. I'm a resident in Vancouver Kingsway. I'm a nobody, in fact. No. What happens is that I would like to share with you my experience through this thing, is that I know that in the democratic system is that David Emerson seeks the candidacy as a liberal in this riding, and he has been a liberal candidate and a quite well-known candidate in Canada. And he put forward as a staunch believer in the Liberal government, and when he was canvassing, I think he also worked on the phones asking voters to vote for Liberal. And he says that he is a Liberal, and if he was elected, then he would be a very effective opposition to the Conservative. Then, after he was elected, suddenly he changed, become a Conservative. I know he is a very educated person. His belief in the Liberal Party cannot be changed overnight into Conservative platform. And all the people that vote for him because Prime Minister Paul Martin shares his platform, and then David Emerson said that he represents that. And afterwards, you know, what happens when these things happen when he walk across the floor? And the media tried to get in touch with him. The feeling I got from him is that he is so arrogant. He said, "Do you know who you are talking to? I am the great David Emerson. How dare you foolish, stupid, constituent people talk to me? I am serving you." But my understanding is, in fact, no, he is not serving anybody. He is only serving himself. Yeah. Because what happens is that he wants the benefits of a cabinet minister. And I suggest to you, all Canadians, we cannot allow this kind of practice to go on. This is how Adolf Hitler and Mussolini get into power. And also, if he can cross from a liberal to a conservative, he can cross from Canada and become a United States citizen. But because all I can understand, apparently, my understanding of him, David Emerson, that he is a phony, in fact, right from the start, it's all planned to deceive every voter in his constituents. It's a complete mockery of the democratic system. And he's showing complete disrespect for every voter in this riding. Thank you.